Good morning, RVA. It's 31 degrees, and today looks to be far less freezing cold than the last couple of days. In fact, temperatures should steadily climb overnight into the 60s. There's a bit of a chance for rain today, but mostly that's for tomorrow. Beep. Water cooler. Yesterday afternoon, the Land Use, Housing, and Transportation Committee met to consider a handful of things, and the conversations had were fascinating, but the audio is not yet posted on the internet. First, the committee voted to move the ordinance prohibiting bike lanes on Brook Road, that's Ordinance 2018-194, to council with no recommendation. This means it'll show up on council's regular agenda next week, there will be another public hearing, and we'll get to rehash the entire conversation that took place last night. BikeWalk RVA will help you get involved in the final push to kill this unnecessary ordinance. Second, the committee continued the ordinance to add back in a left turn lane from southbound Belvedere onto eastbound Broad Street. That's Ordinance 2018-153, another unnecessary ordinance that would disrupt the pulse. Aside, how much city staff time have we wasted by requiring DPW staff to show up prepared to speak on this paper over the last 8 months? Finally, the ordinance to rename the boulevard to Arthur Ashe Boulevard, that's Ordinance 2018-228, will also head to full council with no recommendation. I got heated about this one over on Twitter last night after hearing some of the public comment against the renaming. The whole meeting is worth listening to, especially comments on a variety of topics from Councilmember Jones, who's new to the committee. Once the audio shows up on the city's website, I'll try and link to it in this space. Justin Mattingly at the Richmond Times-Dispatch has the first few details on Superintendent Camras' new budget. If you read the superintendent's email from yesterday, you won't be surprised that he plans to cut funding from the central office, but you may be surprised at the scale of those cuts, $13 million. I recommend taking a look through the very readable budget presentation yourself. I know I always say this, but even when it comes to very readable budgety documents like this one, my brain melts into a useless mush. But someone help me out. It looks like the superintendent will cut from the central office to cover a shortfall that results from using last year's one-time funds for recurring costs, and additionally, will ask for $16 million of new money from the city. Yes? If so, two thoughts. First, I can't help but think what we could do with $16 million of new money for pedestrian, bike, and public transportation infrastructure or operating funds. Second, Camras' willingness to create a strategic plan that involved the community and then use that plan to inform his funding requests while slashing his own administration budget by $13 million at least gives him solid ground on which to stand while asking the city for more money. Now we'll have to see if it works. Michelle Hankerson at the Virginia Mercury has the news about yesterday's General Assembly House Subcommittee meeting on the Equal Rights Amendment, which sounds like it went poorly. Predictably, the Republicans on the subcommittee killed the proposal for Virginia to become the 38th and final state to ratify the amendment. Looks like there's one final chance for the ERA this year, but most likely this becomes an election issue for House candidates. I'm pretty sure Delegate Ranson's quote of, "I don't need words on a piece of paper, God made us all equal," will not age well. Switching gears to another Republican woman in the House of Delegates, Chesterfield's Roxanne Robinson, and she's got a column in the paper today about HB 2677, her bill to protect LGBT Virginians from housing discrimination. I think this is the House version of SB 1109, which was introduced by Richmond's Senator Jennifer McClellan. Holmes supports the Senate bill, which is an excellent stamp of approval in my book. This morning's long read is titled The Gay Penguins of Australia. Adorable. Here's an excerpt. When Sven and Magic became a couple, Australia had just gone through a bitter battle about whether gay marriage should be legal. The human gay marriage debate had brought out thorny personal and religious tensions. These two diligent Gentoos, unaware of the political heat around their courtship, became a larger symbol for the country. If a penguin colony could figure it out, a human nation certainly could. If you'd like your long read to show up here, go chip in a couple of bucks on the old Patreon. That's patreon.com/GMRVA. This morning's Instagram is by Instagram user Style Weekly, and it's a picture of just an absurd chicken, fried chicken sandwich. It's probably like 6 inches tall, has two fried chicken patties on it, coleslaw, bacon. How does one even eat this thing? Intro and outro music by Tommy Beekman. You can find more of Tommy's music at soundcloud.com/Tommy Beekman, and you can find links to all these stories and more in the show notes or on gmrva.com.